Here's your water. You can have this while I get things fully cleaned up down here. Drink up a whole bunch, okay? I don't want to look up and see that you've only taken a sip. Oh, really? You've drunk enough water today. You can't possibly bear to drink any more. Thought so. It's just a song I've had in my head all day. Not complaining, it's a really good song. Yeah, it's that one. Well, you are cute too. It's not deflecting, just simply responding in kind. Okay. I think I'm all done down here. How much water have you drunk? Good job. Hang on. Let me drink some water myself. All right, what now? I don't know. But I want to cuddle with you some more if that's cool with you. Great. How do you want to... Yeah, I can be Big Spoon. Okay, come here. Just tuck yourself right up. There you go. Perfect. I can still smell your shampoo in your hair. It's a really lovely smell, you know? Maybe because it's something I just associate with you at this point. But even without that, it's still a great smell. I remember loving it the first time I smelt it. And I guess over time, I've grown more and more attached to it. It's almost like your smell at this point. Guess it's easy to bottle that up, huh? I know, I'm a dork. Now let your dork kiss the back of your neck so I can get more of that smell. Are you okay after doing that? I know that we just did something that might have been a little intense, and I know you were consenting through it, I want to make sure, you know? Mwah! I'm glad. Hey, I'm allowed to be worried for you, aren't I? And who's to say I don't enjoy hearing you affirm that you enjoy it? Hey, it lets me know that you're getting pleasure, and you deserve all that pleasure because you're totally worth it. Also, it lets me know that I'm doing an incredible job at doing so. It's a confidence boost, what can I say? I'm really glad you enjoyed it. Truly. You know, I get too much in my own head about this stuff and worrying if I'm hurting you, so... it means so much to me. Yes, I'm in that mood right now, okay? I'm in that lovey-dovey afterglow headspace. You know the one. Where you just stare at another person and your brain just feels so relaxed. And you just sort of want to hold on to them and kiss them and let them know just what you mean to them. That mood. It's kind of... I really struggled with accepting these thoughts and feelings of what I enjoy doing here, and there's all these judgmental assholes and gatekeepers making it seem really bad that I'm really glad you enjoy it, and that this isn't just anything crossing a line for you, and you're comfortable with it. Well, yeah. It wasn't anything special within what we were doing that caused this. It was, I stole a couple glances at you while I was cleaning up. I think you would have got a couple. And there was this aura, I guess, coming from you. And you seemed like you were so at peace and comfortable, and after all we did, and you being that way, it's validating? Or, jeez, I can't even find the words for it. Just so reassuring and nice. I'm just really lucky to have you here. For all sorts of reasons, really. It's doing this kind of stuff, I know, takes a lot of vulnerability on your end, and knowing you trust me as much as you do with that is such a massive thing, and that trust is something I truly feel blessed to have. And it's something that I truly don't take for granted and feel glad to have every time. And being able to have you here in my arms is pleasure I wouldn't give up for the world. I love getting to do this with you. You're so snuggable and kissable. You fit so perfectly into my arms. And you feel so lovely and warm in my arms. And even past all that, past what we do here in bed, seeing you strive and succeed as a person, seeing you be the intelligent, charming, kind, caring, and funny person that you are. Oh, it's such an absolute pleasure. And it pushes me to be as great a person as I can be, too. And being able to experience all that right alongside you. I am really, truly lucky. Yes, babe. I know I don't gotta be this sappy, but I love you so much. And I don't want to miss an opportunity to let you know all about that. You being here with me is something truly special to me. It's like, is it too uncomfortable for you though? Okay. I won't stop. Is there anything more that I could do for you right now? Yeah, I can keep going. I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but you did a really good job tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, not like you don't usually do a good job, but still, I loved what you did. We should really do that some more in the future. I'm glad you agree with me. We really, really do work well together, huh? Whether it's that, or just us being able to cuddle like this, or past that, like when we're in the kitchen together, or trying to beat a game together, or... Hey! Yes, you are. I couldn't ask for a better co-chef than you. We have some amazing synergy in the kitchen. And even separated, you still do amazing cooking on your own. And I personally wouldn't ask for a sous chef to replace you. Well, maybe in the morning, tomorrow, we can make some breakfast together just to prove how good of a team we are. We can make that, yeah. Good choice. I think we should have all the stuff to make that. If not, I could just quickly pop out and get it. Once I've had my coffee, of course. Oh. Was that a yawn I just heard from you? Feeling pretty exhausted, huh? That's all right. Did you want to stop here, or... No, you can fall asleep in my arms. That's perfectly all right. If I need to slip out after you've fallen asleep, I'll do my best not to disturb you. Just close those eyes of yours. I'll keep giving kisses to the back of your neck in the meantime. Sorry, I didn't get that. Could I hum for you? Yeah, I can do that for you, you dork. Any requests? The song from earlier. Of course. Mm-hmm.